This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's the corner where the troops at.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense.
You know that we ain't coming back. We about to.
The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys and show, but Dante was my guy.
Get to dashing because you're done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag.
Marcus Dash here. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, this is the best time of the year. Our Chiefs may not be playing right now, but you got NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, even though my Sixers are unfortunately out. But still, a lot of stuff to be bet on. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. From MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds, lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Remember, bet online where the game starts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Tight End on your Monday evening. And tonight, there's no NBA playoffs going on, JD. I don't think there's any there might be one NHL game, but it's just us tonight, JD, and WNBA basketball. So if you're flipping through this and watching Caitlin Clark, yeah, you're doing it. You're doing your Monday night right this week. But we are back at our normal time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. JD, how we doing, brother?
I'm good, brother, man. How you doing, man? You got a little look West Coast glow to you still, huh? Is that still beaming somewhat of it? Yeah.
So what I literally got in maybe like an hour ago. It was kind of rough. Like we left around like 10 in the morning. And I, there's one thing about like when you fly from West Coast back to the East Coast, so your day's mm-hmm. gone. You leave in the morning and then you get in on the East Coast and it's like nighttime and it's like, oh man, the day wasted in the air. But, yeah, I'm happy to be back on the East Coast, but yeah, it was a lovely time. And I told you guys last week that my buddy who was getting married, the reason why I went to L.A. this week, his wife, now wife, is the main sideline reporter for the 49ers. Like they're like their main like person that does all their like social media videos and stuff. And at there was a lot of 49ers references. And my buddy was giving his speech at the wedding and stuff and saying, oh, you know, loving you is great. You know, I got to go to the Super Bowl, even though it was an unfortunate ending this past year. And then I go... Only Chief fan in that place. I go, Chiefs. I go, Boo Niners. So I can't
wait. That's how you supposed to do it,
brother. When that video comes up, when they come out with it, I'm gonna snip that part of it where you hear me in the background saying, go Chiefs. It's pretty clear because it's pretty dead silent in there. You just hear me saying it.
That's all right. That's good. That's good. Represent out there, man.
Yes, good. Sir.
What's say what's up to everybody that's in the chat already. Lego my ego, Wendy. Charles Driver, John Clifford, I'm the Brown, Lacey Snake. Welcome, everyone. That's some of the originals, the faithful, all the Maria. Let me see. About time. Who else did I not name? I think I got everybody on here right now. But good to see y'all. Good to see you all. How's everything going with y'all? How's y'all weekend been? What was the weekend like? Throw a little bit out here, talk about it somewhat. I think we got some things going on out here, my man.
Yeah.
We got some things going on.
OTAs, baby. It's ramping up. It is ramp up time. I'm seeing a funny one here. John Clifford, Marcus is feeling comfortable today. Yeah. I don't know if Harrison Butker would accept this outfit, but that's all I'm going to say on Harrison Butker. I don't know if he'd like this shirt, but you know, I like, you know, that they got the rainbow splats.
He would. Hey, sure he would. Sure he would.
Mm-hmm. That's almost Tanner Harrison Buck, right? Yeah, I had to make that comment with the outfit that I have on. But yeah, we got some good stuff for you guys today. Wendy, Marcus represents weed. I guess I don't know, but California, they got different concoctions over there. It's not just weed; they got a little bit of everything over there. But
they just ain't no regular weed out there, man. It's a whole different experience from what I understand out there in LA. I know a whole lot of California boys, and they they partake in some of the some things, and I know it's a whole science out there, man. It's a huge thing. It's a huge thing. And so
you can tell by walking through the streets, because like walking through the streets of DC or certain areas, it'll smell like skunk. Like, you know, there's a certain types of weed smell that some will smell like skunk. But over there, it's like fruitful. They did different types of flavors and stuff. So yeah, it was a lot of they got a lot of good things going over there in California. But yeah, Jason, we talk OTAs, and guys, if you have any questions, post them in the chat. We'll do what we've been doing the last few weeks and get into everyone's question on the show. But so OTAs begins today. I believe 21 teams began today. But we talk about OTAs, and then you see that the big thing with the Rashee Rice is that it was a big deal today, which I don't understand why it was a big deal. But everyone's trying to play up the fact that he's going to be participating in 100% of the OTAs, which I don't think it comes as a surprise to us. In the fact that he's going to be attending these, because, you know, he's been doing off-season workouts, even with all the other stuff that's been going on, he's been working out with Mahomes, doing other things. That's why it came as a shock to a lot of people that he did, that these things did happen in this offseason, because, you know, it seemed like he'd been locked in, you know, working out with Mahomes and stuff. But everyone's making a big deal that he's reported today. Do you think it's a big deal? Because I think a lot of people are kind of, a lot of these experts, these NFL insiders, they're making a big deal of it in the sense that he shouldn't be at the OTAs right now. The Chiefs should be suspending him, or the NFL should have suspended him. The fact that he is there is kind of what I guess a lot of people are alluding to. Like, oh, he's there. It's like, okay, elephant in the room. He should be suspended. So are you surprised that he is there right now? Do you think the league would have taken some action by now, or the Chiefs would have taken some action? Because we did talk about this a couple weeks back.
No, I mean, it's business as usual until things start happening as far as you know, suspensions laid down either by the Chiefs or, you know, the NFL. It's business as usual. So they're still waiting for everything to come through, the whole legal process to be happening the way that it's supposed to. But until then, he still has the ability and I think, you know, the legality to actually still practice and still be with the team. And so he hasn't been, like I said, he hasn't been suspended yet. So that nothing like that carries. It doesn't prevent him from working out at OTAs at all. So I don't know why it's a shock. Maybe they feel like it's a shock because they didn't think that the Chiefs will deal with this particular, if people want to use it as maybe a distraction, right? Or say, well, look, Rashee Rice is in trouble, isn't he? He's done some things. Why should he be out in the field? Why should he be, I guess, rewarded for doing his things? And it's like, listen, you know, the process is still working out. Everything is still shaping out the way that it's supposed to, right? The whole system. Until then, he's not prevented from dealing anything with the team. Still get treatment, still come to the facility. So he hasn't been banned in no way, no form, no fashion. That's just through the NFLPA. That's how the union works. And so with Rashee Rice, he's able to do all these different things until further notice, until something is otherwise comes up. But it shouldn't be a shock at all. But I think it's what it is. I think just because of the gravity of the situation that he's dealing with in the Chiefs and, you know, the whole situation, that's the problem. That's the issue. So maybe some people wanted him to just stay at home, I guess, Marcus. Don't come here, be a distraction. Don't have them ask questions. But, man, I was just talking to my nephew, and we were just talking like, man, the Chiefs all season has been – somewhat of a talking point, huh? It's been somewhat of a soap opera, if you will, right? We were just talking about weed, and I think Amda Brown just brought it up, talking about a couple of Chiefs players that had gotten caught because they hadn't been legalized in Kansas, in Missouri. And so they were, you know, they had gotten caught with, I guess, some on them. So
yeah, it was in Johnson County, Kansas.
Oh yeah, oh Johnson County, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
What do you? So what? I guess obviously
Missouri's yeah, Missouri's legal, but not Kansas is not legal. I think that's what it is, right?
Yeah, I think it might be decriminalized, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think with the Wanya Morris, that's an interesting one just because of the. See where she writes that this is a good thing right here. So a good topic that Amanda Brown kind of brings up here is the fact that so Rasheed Rice, he was far and away our number one guy last year. And if he came back this year, he would have been our number one receiver again. And we would have had Hollywood and Xavier Worthy kind of, you know, doing other things. We haven't had this offense in a long time. So now there's the uncertainty about what's going to happen with him when the regular season comes around.
Yeah.
And you have this Wanya Morris, this arrest, which is not a big deal, but I mean, could be suspension with it. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Just because now it's the modern day society. Weed isn't as seen as it was back in the day when Josh Gordon was getting hit with it all the time mm-hmm. back in the day. So it's different now. So I don't know what they're going to do with this situation, but he's a guy that he's going to be competing for that left tackle spot. And we brought in our guy from BYU. And it's like, at this point, as a player who has the leg up right now, there is no Donovan Smith in the room. You are that left tackle. You're the only guy who was getting left tackle snaps on the roster right now. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you do this. We drafted a guy early in the draft, second round. And now you're possibly giving him a leg up on this spot now with this potential of this hindering, you know, the beginning of the season for you.
Yeah. When guys do things like that, they just never think things all the way through. They never think they're going to get caught, you know, because regardless if it's legal in Missouri and it's illegal in, you know, decriminalized, you know, there in Missouri and Kansas it's still illegal in the NFL. Still is. So regardless of that, regardless of where you're driving, these things are still part of the rules. It's the ruling of the NFL that you still cannot have weed on you. You can't have it in your system that constitute as a dirty test. It's a dirty piss. So if you get caught in the offseason, that is a strike against you, but you're putting things in jeopardy. And you're absolutely right. Okay, we're going. So let's have this conversation. Where things were when I was playing to where it is now, without a doubt, marijuana use in itself is a little bit more, I guess, they're more lax in the laws of it. Okay. And we've known through some of the studies and the science that the cannabis that you consume has benefited guys because of sleep, because of pain, because of all those different things. And so there's been big advocacy as far as in the NFL for this to change, okay, where this could be used, because nobody looks at it as being, hey, it's not something that guys are going to get on and get hooked. You make the argument, okay, or it's not a performance enhancer, right? So now they just made it to where I think it's and somebody can help me out, where it's, I think, drug three or whatever, however they classified it. So thing Biden did something where he's not like a you know, it's not as bad, so they're not doing those things to try to make it like it's a huge thing, like it would be like cocaine or whatever it is. Schedule 3, there you go. Thanks, John, appreciate it. Schedule 3 drug. Okay. And so I know a lot of guys in the NFL, guys that I played with, are huge in saying that weed, okay, or marijuana, okay, cannabis has been a lifeline for them, okay, has saved them, you know, because of some of the pain meds they were taking. One of my brothers, Kyle Turley, does a tremendous job on doing things with the advocacy of it, has his own company, Reverent, I think is what it is. I'm had to throw it up there. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more on Wednesday, but he'd be a good guy to talk to, man. Love to bring Kyle in, man, and talk about some of these things. But it's still, like I said, NFLPA right here, this still illegal. You still can't have it. And so however they decide to look at it, Wanya Morris and the other guy who got called. Who's the other guy? I can't think of his name.
Oh, Godrick. Chuka Wabuka Godrick.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, trying. I don't.
Yeah. And well, at first I saw the name. I was like, is it Chewbacca? And then I had to like kind of sound it out.
Oh, yeah. But you're absolutely right. Wanya has now put himself in jeopardy as far as like, hey, man, what are you doing? Look, we've had enough scandal, if you will, this whole offseason. It's just been one thing after another. And so, you know, some people may not look at it as a big deal. Sure, you might not look at it as a big deal. The NFL looks at it as a big deal.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
That's the problem. And so you just can't be driving around like you want to with it in your, you know, on your person. You know, if you're going to do anything, I'm going to say this. If you're going to do anything, man, do it at home. Doing it at the, you know, in the confines of your own crib. How about that? So I just, he's got to be more aware of these things. Most guys need to be. That needs to be talked about, and they need to be having a conversation with these guys and say, look, man, look, if you're doing this, fine. You know you're still going to take piss tests. You can still get hit on the drug test. As far as the NFL, look, and regardless of how the country has it, scheduled or whatever tier it's in, NFL doesn't have it like that right now. Okay. Yeah. So that's the reality of it. So
I see like the betting, you know, betting may be legal across the country, but you can't do it.
Can't do it, man.
So like, you have to be treated like that. I mean, yeah, it's very similar in the sense that these are multiple things that have been illegal, but you know, now they are legalized, but for you, no, you can't. You still can't do it. I mean, when you retire, you can go do it and have your fun with it. But as long as you play in the NFL, I mean, that's, you know.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's a process, right? And guys are, like I said, they're trying to advocate for it through the NFL. Like, hey, man, how come guys can do it? If it's helping them out, getting them off pain medication where they're not hooked to this, right? We don't want them being on opioids and whatnot. What would you rather them be on? Would you rather them be on something like, you know, like the weed, okay, cannabis, as opposed to, you know, narcotics and opioids? Which one would you rather be? So when you heard things about, like, you know, Brett Favre taking 20 to 40 pain pills at night and, you know, just to get through, like, it's a shocker. Like, you don't want to do things like that. Those things are more harder on the body, harder on the kidney, harder on the liver. We understand that. And, you know, science has shown, the studies have shown what a detrimental part it does to the entire system. And so I think you have to have a conversation. The NFL is just not ready to do it. They're just not ready to push those things, to at least have a conversation. But we do have some guys that have been pushing to try to change that. The problem goes into this is you still with your marijuana use with THC, you will still have some type of effects. You will have where you are getting high. You will feel, you know, the neurotic effects of things. You know, you will be blitzed out of your mind if you smoke too much of it. And guys can, and I don't care what anybody says, weed is something that guys can get hooked on without a doubt. So guys, you know, take it and they use it. That's what the whole thing with Ricky Williams. Well, they couldn't understand. Well, how could Ricky Williams can't get off the weed to, you know, to get a job? Well, there's an addiction there. there's a little bit of an addiction. Okay. And so I'm just going to be transparent. I'm going to be absolutely transparent. Because when I used to blaze when I got to college. I'm talking now. I got into the league and my second year. Okay. This is JD talking about this, that I got popped. And so mine was that there was a time, you knew the time that you would get tested and when you won't get tested. So off season, you know, didn't really do it that hard. Well, end up, you know, take, you know, blazing, clean my system out. And then all of a sudden, guess what? They found that my piss was too clean. It was like, well, it's too clean. Why is it that clean? You know, because, you know, you take things to clean the system out. And so there it was. And so I had to go in after having popped, you go into the system. So I'm going to give you this, all right? Here's some insider, all right? I'm going to give you some insider. When you hear guys getting popped in the media, having a piss test that was dirty, these guys have been popped like 3 or 4 times already. That's the way it works. That's how it works in the NFL. The first time they don't alert anybody. You know, you get alerted from yourself, okay, as a player, all right? That's how it works. Second time, I think they alert the team. Third time is when they give it to the media and it comes out there. So usually when I hear these guys, you know, coming out and you know, he's pissed dirty, I know they done been hit, you know, a couple of times. So they've already been in the program. So the program consists of, all right, the program consists of when you go in, you have to go through therapy and you have to do, like, get pissed. You got to get tested every single week for 2 years.
Wow.
2 years. That's how the program works. And I don't know if it's changed or not. I know when I was playing, that's what it was. That was, you know, your responsibility. And so, yeah, your boy got popped. This is when I was in Philly. But you had to go through this whole, like, literally, it didn't matter where you were at. They would make sure that you had get a test done. So they would send somebody out. They would fly somebody out. I remember I was in the Bahamas. I was in the Bahamas on vacation. And I told someone, like, hey, man, you know, like, look, I'm in the Bahamas. They was like, okay, no problem. They was like, we're going to have a guy there tomorrow. I'm like, really? He was like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. So I did. I got off of, I wasn't smoking all during that 2 years. You know, stay straight laced, because then I realized immediately, like, this thing right here could change your life, your outlook when these things go on. And seriously, teams start looking at it for particular, you know, different ways. Same thing you talk about Josh Gordon, right? Josh Gordon was following him. And guys would, you know, well, he got, you know, piss tests. He was dirty. What does that mean? And so a lot of, what people don't realize is, like, you know, if you get marijuana, that's a piss test. They're going to look at it just like it was, like if it was cocaine or some other, you know, other entity, other drug, right? But that's why they have a list. They got a list of things guys cannot take in the NFL. There's a list of it. And I'm telling you, man, it used to be like certain things that you couldn't take that would get hit in a piss test. If it showed up, you was going into the program. So, but yeah, man, I know that. I know that all too well. I know it all too well. And it could definitely derail a guy's career. I know, like I said, now how things are a little bit different at this moment. But the rest of my time in the league, I was cool. I was, you know, I put it in, man, and put it down. So
it's going to be interesting to see what they do with this situation, because I'm reading here that as of 2022, football players may now consume cannabis as much as they want between April and August. They must practice moderation during the game season, though. The NFL tests for weed during the game season, but the restrictions have loosened. Under 150 nanograms of THC, which suggests getting high in the previous week, now counts as a passed test year-round.
That you read, what is this you reading?
This is from around the NFL daily. It's from the NFL weed policy. I don't know.
And it said what now? Could you read it again?
Yeah, so football players may now consume cannabis as much as they want between April and August. They must practice a moderation during the season, though. The NFL tests for weed during the game season, but the restrictions have loosened. Under 150 nanograms of THC now counts as a passed test year-round.
Okay. Wow.
The league now emphasizes treatment rather than punishment. Instead of an outright suspension, those who fail the test enter stage one of the intervention program. Under it, a professional evaluates whether they are abusing weed and suggests appropriate care. Players only get fined and move to stage two if they don't follow the proposed medical treatment. If they fail to comply again, then they face suspension. But this is different. So I don't know if they tested him. They probably did test him after this arrest, but you get arrest for the possession of it. I mean, how does that work? I was looking for the possession aspect of it for the legal standpoint. That didn't really say much about that.
So being arrested, I think if you caught with it, see, and I don't know. That's a good, very good question. I have no idea. But I would assume that if you're driving with it, you caught with it, that may constitute as a positive test. At least, like, hey, if you got caught with weed, then, you know, shoot, we got to hit you, put in the program. I would assume so, right? And if they didn't, then, yeah, they might have said, okay, then we're going to piss you for these things. I don't know. I had to look at some of the new rules that's come up. Because I didn't even know that, what you just said. I had no idea that you could do that. And that was now something that was allowed.
Yeah, I want to make sure that's correct, because I feel like that would be a bigger news than, even though it is only April to August, which is only the 3 months of allowance on that. I think it's interesting.
What is it? Yeah. I just, I never heard it before.
Okay, no. So that was wrong. Because I'm reading now from the Players Association of 2021, that says it's still banned.
Yeah,
so it just says scrap that, please. Okay. There's so much bullshit on the internet.
But see, that's the problem. See, now here's the thing. Look, I'm telling you, this is how strict they are in the NFL. People don't realize this, but if you don't list to your trainer everything that you're taking, what you have been given from the doctor, what you've been prescribed, what you're doing, what your regimen is, that can be constituted as a positive test. You can get hit for that. And so it's very important. When I'm talking about like cough syrup and like Amber Brown said, purple drink, guys, Jamarcus Russell, look, there's guys that, you know, from different areas that, you know, that's something that guys partake in. Okay. And it's like part of like certain cultures that guys just do, you know, certain areas, guys are into it more than other guys. But that codeine is definitely, that purple drink is what that is. Codeine is something that is banned by the NFL. And if a guy gets caught with it, that's a hit. And you have to go through the program to see if that's an addiction or not. Okay. And so when I'm telling you, man, they do not play around with this. And if they think guys are dealing with this stuff.
So what I just read wasn't all incorrect. Okay, so this is legitimate from the Players Association of 2021, because the rules changed in 2021. So marijuana is still considered a banned substance in NFL, but the league's policy has become much more lenient in recent years. In 2021, the NFL Players Association changed the testing requirements to ensure that players are only required to test for marijuana at the start of the training camp once a year. Even if players fail that annual test, they will only be subject to a fine of up to 3 weeks' pay rather than a suspension. In addition to lighter punishments, the threshold for a positive test also has been raised substantially. In the past, 35 nanograms was enough to trigger a positive. The threshold has now been risen to 150 nanograms. The softening of marijuana rules is a key concession that the Players Association pushed for in 2021, highlighting the number of players who consume the plant. Cannabis use in the NFL is no longer a secret, but in the past, it presented a major risk to players' careers, obviously citing Ricky Williams and whatnot. But yeah, so okay, so they have loosened it up a little bit.
So some validity to what you were saying, that the whole like if you get caught at the beginning of training camp, you already had to have like have a strike against you. You know, because if it's your first time being called, that's not a suspension. You're not going to be suspended on the first time. Mm-hmm. This is after somebody maybe repeatedly being called. Would apply. But yeah, that is different. I guess that's different and lax. And so, like I said, I'm where I was clean. They were sitting there saying, "Hey, this, you know, your piss shouldn't be that clean." You know, so you're testing. You're trying to mask it. That's how I got hit. I got hit with a masking part. That's what it was.
So you actually never actually tested positive for you. You were just masking it, and that's how they red flag it. They'll red flag it.
Yeah, like your piss is too clean. Your masking is right because they've seen everything in the works. They've seen how these things work. But that's what it was. And so, but yeah, I remember. Maybe a week before camp, I started, you know, cleaning my system. I forgot what I was using, man. You could go get it like a natural food store and stuff like that, man. And just, you know, guys with blades during the off season. That's kind of what you do. Cause I don't remember ever getting like tested during the off season. It was always during when training camp started and during the season was more so the guys would kind of get on the list. So,
I just posted a link for all you guys in the chat of the new rules. You guys can look at that.
I'm confused. I'm confused too, man. I am. And look, like I said, this is something new. EB, I'm sure they done let it go. And it's
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Through there and whatnot, man. I mean, it's, like I said, it's different from the time when I was in there. But I do know who guys are who are, without a doubt, are adamant on advocating for this to be allowed, especially if it's going to help them get off the, you know, the opioids and medication that's very dangerous to you and detrimental to your health. So
you're seeing it across all sports, all professional athletes. I mean, Allen Iverson has his own his own brand. I think it's an edibles, maybe. I'm not for sure. Mike Tyson also has his too, and obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure, you know, with what he went through with his body and stuff in boxing, I'm sure, you know, that helps them. I mean, all foreign players coming out and saying it's helping them with their aches and pains.
Absolutely.
I mean, you guys go through a lot, man. I mean, it's wear and tear, constant grind all year long.
Mm-hmm. Like I got like CBD oil and stuff like that helps with it. But I just as far as like, you know, I haven't partaken in any of that, you know, forever as far as. You know, and the thing is, you know, I do as far as trying to eat healthier, things like that, take inflammation down, whatever. But I know this CBD cream that I got, man, helps out with like inflammation. It's a topical agent that I rub on me. We go to Mexico every year and we go to a nice resort and they that's one of the packages. They have like this CBD oil that they rub on you, you know, and I don't know. I feel a little loopy after. I'm like, hey, man, that stuff done seeped in, you know. So I don't even know. I can't even imagine consuming something like that. I'm such a lightweight now. I can't even imagine doing anything, man. You talking about being in LA? I was going to tell you. I can't tell you a story. I can't tell you this. Nah, maybe a different time.
We can do it offline.
Yeah. So I'm the brand. My theory on my weed, while weed was banned in NFL. When opioids are getting approved, owners' money and big farm go together. Weed is not making them minions yet. I could possibly see that. I could definitely see that being, but weed at the time was illegal in most states, you know, in the United States. You know, it was the scary drug. It was the gateway drug to everything, right? It was kind of thing. And I think the NFL wanted to at least stay away from as much as possible in any, you know, bad press that they put, you know, as far as like guys being on it. And so if they can control that aspect, which I think Amber Brown, it could be some truth there. I do believe there's some truth there. But also too, that's what they wanted to do, is like dispel all the rumors, like, oh, the NFL, we're going to abide by the rules. And they had no idea at the time how bad opioids were to everybody, and how, you know, how addictive it was and what guys were going through. And this is a different, we're going to have a conversation about this one night. Okay. We'll talk about some of these stories. All right. I promise you, at a different time. I know we want to move on with a few other things, man, but there's a lot there that JD could talk to you about. I could tell you a lot of different things, a lot of different stories, kind of behind the scenes type of deal. So yeah,
we'll do a little, some campfire stories at one point, JD.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It'd be good.
But
be good.
I will say, Amda, if you go back in time 15 years ago and you say that every NFL, every NBA game, every sport channel would be sponsored by Bet Online, DraftKings, FanDuel, bet on your favorite sport, bet on your favorite player's props, how many yards is he going to get, how many touchdowns is he going to score. You say 15 years ago that was going to be a thing in 2024, no one would believe you. No one would believe you. All the money and marketing that's going behind it with betting and how bad sports betting was. But now every sports team is sponsored by it. Every channel is sponsored by it. So it's like, yeah, in 20 years, that could very well be a thing with marijuana. We never know.
Well, I will say this, okay? And who said this earlier? About Time said it. Said here in Jacktown, Mississippi, you can't dodge the smell of weed anywhere. You can be in your car and smell it coming from other cars, and about 70% of my customers come in reeking of it. You smell this everywhere, okay? You really do. My problem I have with it is because it's easily accessible now. I think that's where one of the concerns were, that now younger kids are going to be able to get their hands on it. And that has happened. That is definitely happening. So that is an issue. That is a problem. And I do believe that for some, it is a gateway drug, no doubt about it. So we can't just absolve and say, well, the weed not doing anything, it's not harmful. Well, yeah, it is. When you put it in hands of younger people, maybe who might not be as responsible, know how to handle things like that. There is a correlation on, you know, what they do in school, test scores, maybe some of the things that they do try. I know this because when I coached in high school, and even middle school kids, we'd hear stories all the time. Like kids would have like parties and, you know, adults would come in. I mean, when I'm talking about horror stories, you know, and we're not going to use any names, but there was times that, you know, some of the kids I heard their coach, they would have, you know, weed and stuff, and then it'd lead on to other stuff, other things. And you wonder, like, wow, as something that you would think is as as harmless as weed. We won't say harmless at the time, right? Nobody think. But for somebody, a young mind, young people, could be totally different. And it, I'm telling you, when you're not developed mentally on some things, it can do some damage to you. And it is a gateway drug for guys to try other things. So I do, I'm one of those that I think that just like anything else, regulation on weed is important. It's necessary. Especially at a certain age that, you know, certain people, you know, shouldn't have access to it. You know, I will always fight for that. You know, me having kids and I'm seeing kids that I coach, and that you could tell a difference. You could really tell a difference if a kid's on it, is not on it. How bad it can be. Yeah. Truly. I don't ever want a kid, if you're just not ready to use anything like that, this is not for kids to use. Mm-hmm. It's not. So I get, like, you have the, you know, cannibal doll or whatever it is, the harmless part of it. yes, we understand that there is, you know, science in helping with seizure medication and whatnot. My niece, she suffers from, my gosh, I can't think of it right now, but she has seizures. And so I had sent to my other niece, my great niece, about things like science and, like, you know, using those cannibal dolls and things like that that could help out with some of maybe the effects of it. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think sometimes if you're trying to save your child and these things like that, have seen that there's some very good studies done, medical things there. I think these things need to be explored. I think it's necessary. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a whole different conversation, man. I was just looking at it. Yeah, like epilepsy, seizures, epilepsy. But this, she has something else, man. She's, I think Rett syndrome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we didn't want to go this route talking this tonight, but you know, Wanya Morris, you know, kind of led us there with that whole thing. So, Amir Brown, great topic there for the show.
Yeah, but go back to the original. Wanya's got to be a little bit more aware of some of these things, man. Don't look, do it at your crib, do it at home. Don't drive around with it everywhere. You know what I mean? Just don't do that. Okay, you're putting things at risk, especially like that. If you're there. Hey, man, protect yourself, protect your career, protect your career. So,
and yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I know they're more lax on it, but still an arrest of some of sorts. So I don't know how they're going to deal with it, but Kingsley's coming right there. So we mentioned OTAs in the front of the show. So May 20th to May 22nd, you got the first round of OTAs. Then May 28th to the 30th, you got the second round. And then June 4th to June 7th, Tuesday through Friday, is the third round of OTAs. JD, What can a new guy, either be a rookie or a Hollywood Brown type of guy, what are those guys coming into the first round of OTAs? What are the new guys really taking away from OTAs when you come into today and this week?
I think this is the first time when you're getting with the entire team, just trying to get some rhythm. You're trying to learn who everybody is. You're trying to show what you can do. And so OTAs is like that first look. It's like the first team look of everybody. And it's good. And so you just got to, it's a show. It really is. So if you're a new guy, you want to show other guys, you know, who you are, why they brought you here, especially as a rookie. You're just trying to find your way. That's it. You don't want to do anything wrong. You don't want to mess up. But also, too, you want to be able to show, you know, your skill set. So this is a good chance for everybody to see everybody, and then bring some camaraderie. You know, everybody's coming from the off season. Hey, man, what you been doing? Give you the dap and the love. You know, things of that nature. So it's always a good time. It is always a good time. And so a lot of eyes on everybody is what it's going to be. But for, you know, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, this is really like the first introduction into what this offense is going to look like. Okay. So this is the NASCAR. This is the Olympics. This is what we're talking about. This is what everybody was dreaming of when you brought Xavier Worthy in and Hollywood Brown. Here it is. Now you got Rashee Rice in there too. Now you can see almost like the whole offense, what it could look like, you know? So yes, sir. The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. Yes. Yes, sir. Woo! I love it, John.
So obviously, every year there's always obviously, you know, these guys aren't, they're not, no pads or whatnot this week. Yeah. And very interesting. We're one of the few teams, at least as of 50 minutes ago, no clips, no photos from our OTAs, which I thought was pretty interesting. Was there a team? You got the Falcons posting Kirk Cousins throwing bombs to Kyle Pitts. And, you know, every other team's got something going on. We don't have anything, which is kind of, you know, I thought there was going to be a little something. But fans always go nuts when they, you know, like last year, for example, Thomas Smith was at left tackle. Was he on the team at this point? I think he was, maybe. But I remember, was Donovan on the Smith? Was he on the squad at this point last year? Or was that later on?
No, I think he got here later on. I think he might have got here by camp, I think. Or a little bit, maybe one of the other OTAs, maybe one of the other, like, mini camps. He might have gotten it. Not sure.
So people always kind of go nuts when they see a guy starting in a spot that he may not be starting in a few weeks. Like if they do show the starting offensive line, mm-hmm. Kingsley's going to be maybe at left tackle tomorrow. So, or this week, when they do show some footage. But how much do you take away from the guys who are starters maybe this week? So let's say it is Kingsley tomorrow at left tackle. Does that mean he's the guy? Does that mean they have him as locked up as their number one guy right now? Or is that like, okay, just kind of pump your brakes here. I know you want Kingsley to be the left tackle of the future, but there's going to be a competition. They've said it many times, it's going to be a competition at that left tackle spot.
Well, it's still going to be a competition. I mean, he might be plugged in right now because of everything that's going on with Wanye, but it's still, I would say this. Maybe at this point, it's his spot to lose. Okay? It's his to lose. Brought him here for a reason, as you know, as one of your top guys. Okay, he's your guy that you wanted to get here. You got him, so he's your second round pick. You got big things, you know, ahead for him. Is he ready? Well, we're gonna find out a little bit right now. It's just gonna be a whole lot of speed. Everybody, like you said, nobody's got no pads on. They're gonna try to protect each other, but this is the first look. He's going to get a little taste of like NFL speed, somewhat the rushes and whatnot. He'll be fine. He's going to be all right. But this, you know, we're a long ways away. A long ways away, Marcus. Hey, this right here is just the first look, first introduction. I can imagine Eddie's telling the guys, like, listen, take care of yourself. Nothing crazy. We'll go out there. We're going to be very controlled what we're doing. I want you to go hard, but also control yourself when you're going. We're not taking everybody to the ground. Don't tackle anybody. Don't be stupid. Protect one another. Protect each other. Linemen, I want you getting after it. Defensive, I want you getting after it, okay? D's and O's, get after it, but nobody is tackling anybody. Don't take nobody to the ground. So that's the approach that's going to be done. Yeah, you can pump your brakes on this. It's early, like I said. So we're just going to watch it. They just don't want to give nothing up at all. I think, to be honest with you, Andy wanted to address all the craziness that is going on, okay? Listen, we know all the things that's going on with the Chiefs right now during the offseason, okay? And I'm letting you guys know right now, okay? Our tolerance is right here. That's what it is. And he may tell him, like, I don't care who you are. If you put yourself in jeopardy, you may be gone from the team. And everybody's, you know, right here with it. Obviously, you know, the top ones are, you know.
Hey. This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Might come in and fuss at Patrick, you know, just messing with people. But he's immediately setting the bar right now to the standard, okay? I don't want to hear anything else from anybody this offseason. Nobody. What I've heard so far, what's been going on has been absolutely ridiculous, okay? We got things that we got to do. We got to win. And the thing is, we're putting ourselves, okay, a target on our back. We had a bigger bullseye. Now everybody is gunning for us. We're everybody's enemy. And half of it is we're shooting ourselves in the foot. Before any game is thrown, any game is played, any ball is thrown, anything is caught, any tackle is made. We're putting a target on our back because of the things we've been doing with this offseason. You know? And so I think it's what he wants to lay the groundwork immediately. You have to do that. You have to do it. Because if I hear anything else, don't expect to come back. Don't expect it. So, man, that's how it's going to work.
It's funny you said that because I was going to ask you, do you think there was going to be a lecture coming. Do you think that was going to be kind of a priority with the whole team? Obviously, it's voluntary, but if you're a team competing for a three-peat, I'm sure voluntary. I'm sure you're going to have majority of the team there. I can't imagine many people are going to be missing this. But, yeah, did you think that was going to be a kind of a priority for him to kind of with the whole team there? Like, hey, like in the past week, the past like month alone, you have Rasheed Rice's two incidents, alleged second incident. And then you have the marijuana with Wanya Morris. Then you have Xavier Worthy's car getting stolen. It has nothing to do with him. But, like, I mean, just it's just another thing that's involved. I mean, I'm not saying it's a thing to be yelled at about. It's not his fault. Yeah. His car got stolen. But, like, just, like, every day there was something there. It's like, holy crap. Like, what's going on here? Like, this is it's the weirdest offseason I think I've seen in a long time. Just, like, every day is random things happening. And yeah, I was curious if you thought that Andy was going to make it a point to like set people straight.
Oh, he better. Sorry, I don't start cussing, but heck yeah, he better. And I guarantee he came in immediately and said, look, we got to get this straight right now. Okay. So nobody has any misunderstandings about where I am with this, about what we're trying to do here as a team, as a champion, world champs. The standard we're setting, the example we need to be in the NFL, we need to start buckling down. It starts right now. And I have everybody in the room. So I'll let everybody know exactly where I stand. Okay? No more of it. That's done with. If I hear any mess, anything that's going on, you're going to be dealt with swiftly. You're going to be dealt with swiftly. So you have to do that. You have to. That way, guys can immediately start being aware of these things that's going on right now. So when you do go home and other places, wherever you're going, you know, to work out or, you know, to go hang, shoot, you better be on your P's and Q's. You better be on top of it. Because if you don't and you're not, hey, man, you out of here. I know that's what I would do. Immediately I'd do that. And this ain't just Andy saying this. Other coaches are saying that. This is other teams. Because everybody has the exact same thing in their mind. Everybody want to win the Super Bowl. That's what they want to win the championship. And if teams are serious about doing this, you got to put your foot down. You got to set a standard immediately, especially when you got new guys coming to the to the team. You got older guys who might have been on the cusp about certain things, and it's like, okay, apparently everybody ain't getting the memo. Apparently we just think we could just go out here and just be regular people. That's not going to happen. That's not what's going to go on, man. This is the real deal. We're going to change some things right now. So I don't care if you thought you was a world champ last year. Doesn't guarantee you being a champ this year, okay? We're going to let somebody else come in here and mess this up. We're not going to let it happen. You can't let it happen. So you immediately got to go ahead and set your standard immediately during the offseason. So What's been going on, man, is unacceptable. Unacceptable. To be honest with you, I would even think that, shoot, Clark might have came down and said something. I wouldn't be shocked at something like that. I'm telling you, this is how serious this is. And I'm telling you, if you got to focus, because all these other things are distraction. They're just trying to keep you from what you have to do. The season is hard enough in itself. We don't seem to schedule, right? We're so far away that so much can happen between now and there. Dylan had to deal with this whole circus with the media, you know, with Rasheed Rice being here. That's going to, like, everybody's already going crazy. So what do you think it's going to be from this point on? It's going to be like that. So you better start batting down the hatches right now. We're about this right now. So that's where it's got to be, man.
Yeah, like you said, it's hard not to battle the outside forces. Now you got to battle the internal stuff going on.
Yeah,
not to battle two fronts never works.
Nah, it's true, man. You don't be your own worst enemy. You know, don't shoot yourself in the foot, right? Don't give nobody else the ammunition against you. Wendy said, "Be careful, Dunn. Your wife's going to school you on your volume level." Yeah, so I'm just, hey man, we got to do it.
As John says, appreciate you, John. Listen to Coach, guys. Listen to Coach Dungeon, guys. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm trying to be as civil as I possibly can. I could really let it fly. I guarantee you that what I just did was a nice way of saying it. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, you played on Randy, so you've seen him when he's fired up about something, I'm assuming. Everyone sees the teddy bear, Mr. Kool-Aid Man guy, but as any coach, he can get pissed.
And he can be no nonsense immediately, and you could tell in his eyes he is not playing. And so he's conveyed that to his coaches as well. So if you're in the meeting room, the coach is going to let you know that. So you done got chewed out by Andy. Now you can chew that by your position coach, probably getting chewed out by your coordinator, right? And they could temper it a little bit, right? They'd be like, look, just don't be an ignorant idiot going out here. Just don't do that, okay? You got too much at stake, too much involved. We need some things we need to do. Let's make sure we check ourselves before we get anything else going, right? But you got to protect your career. You got to protect all these different things because everything is in jeopardy right now. It is. So,
yeah. So JD, so obviously OTAs began today. And, you know, this team's got a lot of talent on the squad. And there's some guys who may be returning from injury. Some guys who are looking to start for the first time. Who are three guys you're going to be paying close attention to just to see how they look? I mean, obviously, it's just these videos are beginning. You know, it's right now it's like 7-on-7 football. It's just our first look at it. But who are some of the guys you're curious about seeing them back this year? Who are three guys you're kind of that's on your mind as we go into these OTAs and these all season activities?
Going to would have to be the questions for me. So it would be Felix. Want to see what he's doing, see how he looks. Okay. Then it had to be the DBs on the other side, right? Jalen. Okay. Joshua. All right. Let me see. Offensively, it had to be, like you said, the tackles. What are you going to do? So those would be the three positions, I think, for me that I'd be checking out. I'll be looking at. All right.
What are you looking for most when we talk about Jalen Watts and Josh Williams? Obviously, of the three positions you said, those are two guys we've probably seen the most of. Whereas yeah. King Felix, you know, we're hoping that he can maybe pop off when that was Omenihu out. And then with Kingsley, that's, you know, just a matter of taking that Wanye job or whoever's job it is. But what are you looking at with two guys in Watts and Williams who have seen a lot of burn in these first two seasons?
They have, but they've been switching in and out. So for me, it's all about consistency, especially at that position. You need a guy that's going to be consistent all the way through. So we've had them come in sparingly and play. They've done a tremendous job in that role. Now you're the guy. You're thrusted in as a starter. Who's going to be the guy is the question. And so whoever comes out of that as being the number one there, that's what I want to see. Okay. And so, that's the main thing. Shots right here. Like, you look great. Now I need the consistent part of you playing the entire game. Not only the entire game, but I'm talking about 17 games. We're talking about playoffs. Who's going to be at the top of the food chain when everything's all said and done? So that's what I want to see out of these two guys. Okay. Heck, who's to say Nazi might be able to get, you know, we don't know. And so I think that's a good thing about it is we're going to see some competition in that room. And rightfully so, because that is a vital part of what we do defensively. We just lost one of our best defensive players to Snead. These other guys need for him to step up. We need to see those guys. And I don't have any doubt. I don't believe me. I don't have any concerns that they're not going to be good. I think they're going to be able to fit well with it. So
yeah, I think I agree with that. I love that Watson and Williams. I think a lot of people are not talking about it as much because everyone forgets that like that McDuffie goes to the number one corner spot now. And it's now like, well, that number two spot. I mean, yeah, we've seen Williams, we've seen Watson kind of play in that position. And also you mentioned Nazi is returning from injury too. So like there's question marks there as far as being that guy every down at that being the number two guy. So that's going to be a fun competition, especially because we've seen a big sample size of both those guys. And now those sample sizes are going to be going up against each other for this number two spot. So it's going to be interesting to see what would happen. So I'm with you on that. The one I'm excited to see specifically, King Felix is one, obviously. But the one I'm curious about is Brian Cook looked great last year, has a horrible ankle injury, which they said was a sprain, which he never played again after that injury. So I don't know if that was a sprain or just I don't know what it was, but it looked really bad in that Packers game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got Cook and then the new guy in Jaden Hicks. And it looks like it's going to be a competition for that other safety spot opposite Justin Reed. And I think Cook versus Hicks is going to be an interesting one to see how that plays out. Because, I mean, Hicks looks like a badass. Obviously, he's a rookie, but he's a guy that a lot of people said would have been a number one safety, or he was vying for the number one safety spot in this draft, and we got him late. Mm-hmm. And you have him, and you have Cook battling out for this number two corner spot. I'm interested to see how Cook responds and returns from his injury. I'm also interested to see how Hicks looks as, you know, as an NFL player.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. You know, like you said, we don't know the severity of it. Is he back 100? Well, we'll find out sooner than later. He'll probably take the reps at one if he's all good, you know, sparingly, and they'll switch him in and out. Hey, man, let's see if you can make a transition. And if not, then we got a lot of depth there. You know, so that's a good thing. The young guys, young, like you said, young defense. These guys are going to be okay. I think Cook, once he gets back, like you said, from the injury, looks, you know, he's still as sticky smooth as he was before. You know, it's the reason I wanted to draft him is because of his caliber of play, right? His talent. So I think we'll be all right there. But I do agree with you. I'd like to see how he comes back from that injury for sure.
Yeah. I'm seeing some people are excited about the punter competition. You don't usually see the punter competition being something to look at. It's interesting though. We got Ariza, which is a nicknamed the punt god from San Diego State, who Buffalo Bills drafted and then was, you know, released with that whole thing that he went on, the sexual assault case at San Diego State. After the fact, he was not actually at the time the sexual assault occurred. And so, you know, that case was dropped and he was no longer facing any charges against him. So now his career is back on again in the NFL. The Chiefs are looking to replace Tommy Townsend and it looks like Ariza could be the guy. And I believe we also signed like a badass punter from like Kentucky.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, we did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I want to make sure I'm right about misspeaking here.
I think it was Kentucky. Yeah.
So looks okay. So BYU. BYU.
Oh, BYU. It was BYU punter?
Yeah. I was thinking blue. Yeah. It was Ryan Raycal. Yeah.
Okay.
Raycal has a powerful leg, managing to punt the ball for over 60 yards in multiple instances in only 7 games last season. Strength is crucial in the NFL, and Raycal faces tough competition with Matt Ariza. So, yeah, we got a punter competition. It's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see who's consistent. I think they say Raycal, he does a great job with direction, punting. That's what you need. You need a guy who is surgical in the punting department. But Ariza has a very strong leg. You know, they raved about him a lot. So it'd be really fun to see. Illy Beeman, peace, fellas. Outside our big three, I'm going to ask you the first question. Pat, Travis, and Chris, who could be least afford to lose the injury? Outside our big three? Woo.
Wow.
I would say tackle.
Juwan?
Juwan, yeah. Or one of the other tackles, left tackle, anybody. to be honest with you, because you got to protect Pat. And if you ain't protecting Pat,
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Problem. Should I even say Illy? Yo,
Creed?
Creed? You got the two guys inside them that could probably, I think you may have my man, Norzad,
the Persian Prince.
Yeah, he might show up a little bit. He looked pretty good with those snaps. Pacheco is another one. It'd be a little tough to miss him.
With the running backs behind him, I know you're big on CEH, but the running backs behind him, yeah, without Pacheco, would be a lot of questions.
What was another question he had?
So, yeah, what about the RB we scooped up? White guy named Streeter or something? He's talking about Carson Steele, which is probably more of the fullback variety there. But a lot of people – so since he brings this up, we'll tackle this one. So we got LaMichael P. Ryan just got released. I know everyone was a big fan of him. Week 3 preseason, he tore it. Everyone was like, oh, that's the backup that we need. He's better than CEH. And I think I told people to pump the brakes on that Week 3 Heisman show that he put on in that game. But so he's gone now. You got Carson Steele. You got Imani Bailey from TCU. We have Keontae Ingram, who we signed from Arizona last year, who Brett Veach in a recent press conference said they're very high on. And that's the only other guy in that room who's taken significant touches in the NFL. Not much, but if you look at his tape from when he was at USC, he looked pretty good when he was in college. So that other running back spot's going to be an interesting one, JD.
It is. Hey, the room got crowded real quick, didn't it? Hey, P. Ryan, they like, listen, hey, it's probably better for you to go on and let you go right now so you can find you a spot. We're going to go ahead and move on. So that's the reason these guys have some talent. And I think for them, they were like, we'd rather see what these young guys can do as opposed to have you in here. So, yeah, that room got crowded real quick with talent. So it's just going to show you.
I'm looking. So you got Pacheco and then CEH. Outside of that, you got Carson Steele, Denaric Prince. I forgot to mention him. Keontae Ingram, Hassan Hall, and Imani Bailey. So it's like 6-7 running backs deep in there.
Yeah. They're going to let everybody get a toe. They already know what Pacheco and CEH can do. These young guys are going to let them run. They're going to let them run, man. They're going to let them run. Pacheco will show he'll lead the way in CEH. They'll get a couple snaps, look good about it. Come have a seat. Sit down. All right, these young guys get at it. So,
the OTAs like right now is this more about like when you talk about running back rooms that are already kind of intact up top, like they're your star, your one and your two already intact. We know who those guys are.
Oh yeah,
these OTAs is more for those 4 to 8 that I just named, or 3 to 8.
It depends on what position. You know, of course, you know, the younger guys, you want them to get a little bit of reps. They don't quite know the offense yet, so you don't want them messing things up, right? You still want them getting, you know, a little bit of a look. And so the first team will come in, they'll have their reps, and they'll get out of there. Because you got a capable, you know, quarterback and Carson Wentz. Carson get out there, sling the ball a little bit. Wide receiver-wise, we want to see what you can do. This is where you start getting some, you know, Xavier Worthy. Yeah, we're going to see what you can do. Hollywood Brown. Go ahead and get you a couple more. All right. And then everybody else, we're going to see you battle it out. This is what we're talking about, Ross and all those guys, you know, Watson, and we'll see where you're going to fit at. So this OTAs, man, it's just open for everybody. But the guys that we know is going to be solid, solidifying those positions are going to be there. They'll lead the way with a couple of reps. Come on out. Have a seat. So it's going to look good everywhere, like tight end. Shoot, you got a really talented tight end room. I see something, I guess it was PFF rated best positions, and they had tight end room. They had like San Fran. I'm like, are you kidding?
Will they count Hughescheck as a tight end? What are they doing here?
Doesn't matter if they did or not. Shoot, we still got Travis Kelce, okay? Noah Gray, Irv Smith, all right? And Jared Wiley. So we got guys. So I put our guys up against anybody in the league, anybody. So
I agree.
Yeah. I was looking at it like, what?
were we number 2 on that list?
I don't know. It just had the best of each position. That's how they rated it. So
I don't know. Yeah. PFF's got something against us. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Man, everybody can't be honest. Everybody can't.
That's so, true. So, that's fine. True.
It's all right.
Yes, sir. Illy Beeman. I still got hope for Ross. Me too. Me too. With Rice's situation lingering, it's going to give him ample opportunity to kind of showcase what he can do finally. Hopefully.
He better take every opportunity. Every opportunity. You know what I was telling you about that catching the ball with the one hand?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have at least five of those. I'm telling you. You better have five of them. Have five of them. You want to be on this roster? You want to show what you want to do? You want to get into this rotation? Have about five of those. Be spectacular. That's what you do right now. So I'm talking to Ross, right? You want to be on this roster. You want to show everybody what you can do. You want to be put to bed all the naysayers. This is your time and opportunity to show it, okay? This is talking to you, Ross. Justin, it's to you, buddy. Show what you can do, all right? Be excellent. Be excellent. I want you to be on the roster. If you can show what you can do, we know you got talent. Show what you can do, man. Yeah. Be spectacular. So.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, we're big Ross fans on this channel. Yeah. So hopefully you can do it. Hopefully they can throw him some jump balls finally like they did in that week three preseason game.
And we push it for every wide receiver out there. That goes to everybody. I'm just specifically talking to Ross. You know, shoot, if you're the guy like everybody says you are, show it.
Show it. Proof is in the pudding. Proof is in the pudding. All right, guys. Well, that comes to an end of our show tonight. It was lovely talking to you guys. Lovely being back on the same time zone as JD. It makes life a lot easier for all of us, and it was also better to get everybody in and everyone can watch the show earlier rather than not as late at night. But loved everyone's contributions tonight. The engagement was amazing. Yeah. Omni Brown, shout out, and John Clifford, shout out for your contributions to this show. Really appreciate you guys, and we love you guys so much.
Love y'all, man. Appreciate every y'all coming out. Donna, Wendy, Omni Brown, Hazy, About Time. Who else, man? John Clifford, of course. Charles Driver, Kathy, Mel Matrix, Holland, y'all. John, appreciate you, brother. Same thing with you, Omni Brown. Throwing us a little ducats, man. Appreciate you. Vegas Chiefs Kingdom, appreciate you, man. So if I missed you, Maria, anybody, we missed y'all. We love y'all. Thank y'all for coming out. Always love engaging with you all. Y'all know y'all family. You know how we feel about y'all. We love y'all to death. Mark's my brother, man. Love you. We went through this fast, but you know, I know we had a long conversation on the whole weed thing, man. But we'll have some Wednesday. Will be a good show. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a good education. It was edutainment, as I always say. JDP, we always say you have a great show. You guys do it differently than other shows. I say yes because we have a thing called edutainment, education with a little bit of entertainment in it, baby.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, man, it just warmed my heart, man. I look. I'm gonna be transparent on where I'm at. So I think I'd say this toward the end of this. What I went through in the league, I don't mind telling and sharing my experience, you know, because a lot of it is about knowledge, it's about education and sharing these things. And these things I was able to get over and go through, and you know, maybe the man I was today. Thank God for that. Okay. So I appreciate it.
I appreciate you coming on here and telling, you know, your truths and the stuff that you went through. I mean, I know everybody here appreciates it. The realness and the rawness that you come on the show and provide your insights from playing in the league as long as you did, man.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it. It's what we're here for. All right,
yes, sir.
All right, Puddin.
Kathy, did shaving work? Yeah, it worked. but I do want to ask you before we get out of here. I'm from Northern Virginia, right outside of D.C., so we don't really consider ourselves Southerners, J.D. I know Virginia is a Southern state, but when we were at the wedding in L.A., there's a few – most people were from the Midwest, like Chicago, Michigan area, and people were saying that I sounded – they said, where are you from? And I was like, I'm from right outside of Washington, D.C. Like, oh, really, where? I was like, oh, Virginia. Like, oh, Virginia, it makes sense. You sound very Southern. I was like, what? Do I sound Southern? They said I have an endearing Southern, slight Southern draw. And I'm like, I don't think I have.
I don't hear that at all. No, you on the other side of Appalachian, man, it changes where you are right now in DC. I don't hear I start hearing like more of the Northern accent when you start hitting like Maryland and those states going up north from there. Uh-huh. You start, hearing a little bit of that, you know, kind of East Coast.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're kind of in between, man. I don't really hear an accent from you, though.
Yeah. They were like, it's when you say your ER, it's like, say the word Southern. And I'm like, Southern. It's like, your is very Southern sounding. I'm like, all right, get out of here. we like to say that the mid-Atlantic accent is, you know, very neutral. We don't really have and say broadcast school. I remember when I was in school, sorry, it's a short little story, guys. When I was in broadcast school, they used to say, "Oh, you want to try to have a mid-Atlantic accent." And I'm like, "Mid-Atlantic? I'm from right outside D.C." They're like, "Oh, perfect. That's it." And like, I was actually modeling some words for the class to try to mimic, to try to have the neutral, because you know they want broadcasters to have a very neutral sound, to not sound like you're from a specific region. It's just one that kind of, you know, neutral accent. But when I heard endearing Southern draws, I'm gonna ask my guy JD, who's from Kentucky, who could tell me what a Southern accent actually sounds like. So,
oh yeah, you don't sound Southern at all. That, like, they're very neutral, very neutral, not a distinctive accent by no means that way. So,
I'd ask the expert here. <All right. laughs> Hey, everybody in the chat, everyone says no. There you go, perfect. There you go. I'm gonna report back to my girlfriend, who also thinks I sound Southern, who's from Connecticut. So maybe anything below Connecticut just sounds Southern to her. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
But all right, guys. Hope everybody enjoys the rest of your night. We'll see you guys Wednesday night. Love you guys. Love you, JD.
Love you too, brother. All right, y'all come back now. You hear? That's Southern.
Yeah, that's Southern.
Yeah. All right.
All right, take it easy, everybody. Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.